This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Sometimes it's sports, sometimes it's not. Whatever it is, Reggie and John are keeping it real. It's In the Loop's Lunchtime Confessions, presented by the Men's Clinic on Sports Radio 610.
These are my confessions.
I'm about to throw a little fit here, Figgy.
What's wrong, man?
Because everybody, Everybody knows that there are few, everyone who works, who has a job, that you use your computer, we all know one of the things we hate more than anything else is having to reset your password every freaking 60 days or 90 days. Why are you making it harder? I hate resetting. See what they're doing? By the way, I love Odyssey and all that it entails. But did you see what they're doing now? The password has to be at least 16 characters. 16.
You're not remembering that.
I already... Were you over my shoulder? I got locked out already.
A word? Like, I have a personal thought that once you get over like 12 characters, it's hard to remember.
I think it used to be 11 or 12, which you can, or maybe it's less than that, but it used to be, they raised it. I just had to reset my password this morning. 16 characters. It took me 10 minutes to figure out what the heck I was going
to
use.
And it's hilarious because once you get to 16 or like inherently, when you get to 16, you kind of want to use a phrase or something that you can remember. But that's like counterintuitive because that's going to make it easier to hack.
Yes.
So what I told you is something that you need to do. Sounds like somebody needs a password manager.
Well, I've never had
16,
one.
16, they ain't enough.
That's not a good reason.
Lo and behold.
I've never done it before. It's not a good reason. You got to get yourself a password manager.
I reset it before the show. I logged on here to start the show, and I got locked out. I tried three different times to reset. Why did that? I mean, I get why, but 16, why are you making it harder?
Because people out here hacking, dog. What you mean?
Man, it's the worst.
People are out here hacking.
So what's your password?
See, so I start with, you know what's funny? Don't even remember it. And you want to know why? Because I got a password.
You got a password manager?
Yeah, man. That's not for me. And it's probably like the worst of us, because I feel like that is just turning the passwords into the phone numbers. You remember how we used to all remember phone numbers? Now, you probably only remember your phone number and maybe your mama's. That's what's going to happen with all my passwords. I don't know what my passwords are.
The other thing is you got to rotate. Like, you can't use the same password. Well, you used that password in the last 6 months. So you have to give it up. So I have a rotation of like three or four that I, you know, that can fit that parameter. Yeah. But now I don't even have that rotation anymore.
Yeah. Yeah, I've been kind of rolling with kind of the same password for years now, where I just upped the number. I just upped the number.
376.
Yep. Yep. So I'm up there pretty high now. Yeah. So I've been good so far.
That's actually not a bad idea. Or maybe it is. I don't know.
Whatever the password is, just add a number in there. And then when it's time to reset, just up that number and just keep upping the number every time you got to change.
These are my confessions.
I feel shame.
Shame.
I feel shame.
Shame.
Yeah.
That's pretty strong.
It's earned. I went to I went to the Rodeo Black Heritage Night on Friday. That's not the shameful part. I was very happy to be out there. It was cool to be out there.
Shame to be black, man.
Absolutely not. It was a blessing. Like I said to the folks I was hanging out with, the people watching, immaculate. And you know exactly what I mean when I say that.
Yeah.
So got to see the Bun B birthday bonanza. I imagine we'll talk about that in the mixtape. Here's where the shame comes in.
Okay.
Didn't wear my boots.
Oh, you didn't wear your boots?
Yeah.
What the hell you get the boots for?
Well, I wore them cook-off.
Yeah.
And then I was...
So you just got them for cook-off?
No. I wanted to wear them. I got in my head. I was like, man, it's gonna, you know what I mean? The people that we're going with, I don't want to look like, you know what I mean? Like, I didn't know what they were wearing.
Yeah.
I didn't want to look like that guy in a group of folks that was not wearing stuff. So I was like, yeah, I'm just gonna wear some kicks.
I'm not mad. I'm just disappointed.
Hold on. There's more disappointment to be had.
Oh, man.
Then when I got out to the grounds, a pretty lady was like, you need to buy you a hat. And I was like, you right, pretty lady. You need to buy this hat.
Man.
So I was that guy.
You had a hat? You got the hat?
I got a hat.
Oh.
Looked pretty good on me, too. Okay. Except I was not wearing my boots, so I looked like a poser. And I felt like
a tourist.
I felt such shame. But I can't wait to put them joints together.
Yeah, it's going to be looking good.
Next year, we got to get a whole outfit. Shirt, pants,
you want
vest.
Me to be out here? Like, I'm not doing the Stephon Diggs fully. Because I know Ron's about to be...
Yeah,
tear me up.
I'm telling you, Ron can say what he wants. He pulled it off.
Ron saw me in the in the suite with my sneakers on, and I felt the judgment. He ain't say nothing. I'm sure he will today. He ain't say nothing, but I just felt the judgment. Like,
was he judging or was he happy?
No, he was judging.
You know why I think
Ron ain't happy for me? Come on now.
No, he happy you wearing sneakers.
You know why I think I just figured this out. Why Ron is so anti wear the cowboy hat and boots thing? Because they don't look good on him. I'll bet you he's tried. I bet you he's tried to pull it off.
I don't think so.
He's like, oh, no. Yeah,
I was kind of there with Ron at one point when I first, I'm like, I ain't about to wear. I was kind of a Yankee a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But the more I live down here, the more. No, it's really cool because the people that's doing it that been here for years, they're not posing.
Yeah.
Like, this is a real thing. It's some real cowboys out here, man.
Yeah.
And this is, to me, this is like the Super Bowl for that, man.
Exactly.
So ain't no shame in dressing up like that, especially, you know, that's a Houstonian thing, man. Yeah.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So, you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways, and all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
These are my confessions.
So, I got to
you sound like you
know, man. This is going to be a good one.
I got to confess, man. I'm not I got my housewarming party coming up on Sunday.
That's right.
This Sunday. I got to confess, I'm not really looking forward to it, man.
Where you live again so the people can show up?
Yeah.
I'm in Galena Park. That's all I'm going to get you. Yeah. That's all I'm going to get
you. If you find it from there.
Yeah, if you find it, man. Salute to you, man. Come on in. But I'm not looking forward to it, man. I'm not a big party. I'm not a big throw a party at my crib person. Or throw a party.
I'll be laid back. It'll be cool, man.
Nah, man. It's just, to me, like yesterday, went shopping to kind of get some stuff to set up everything.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not looking forward to it, man. I'm like, man, I got to entertain some people. I don't know if it's too much to buy or too less to buy. I don't know who's coming. And it's just, I don't know. I'm just not looking forward to it, man.
Look, man, I get it, but it'll be fine. It'll be more than fine. You guys are gonna pull it off.
Yeah, this is the other thing too, man. Wifey talking about, hey, maybe we should play some little games or something.
See, that my wife does that.
That's why I'm like, man,
she's a trying big to do all let's that, play man. A game person.
I'm in the mindset of, hey, come on in, look around, eat, drink, and peace.
Yeah.
Like if you got somewhere to be, I'm good with that, man. We ain't gotta play no little dorky game. This ain't no baby shower.
Yeah.
Like we ain't gotta do all that stuff,
ain't
man.
No baby shower.
Yeah, so I'm not looking. Maybe Friday.
Yeah, you'll come around. You'll come around.
I'm not looking forward to it.
Nah, though, he's probably not
going to come around.
I'm not a party person, man. I don't even like to. I would never throw myself a birthday party. I'm just not into it, man.
Yeah.
So I definitely don't want to throw no housewarming party, but it is what it is.
These are my confessions.
I don't know if once the NCAA tournament comes around, it's the best. The first two weekends are the best weekends by far. I'm surprising myself, and maybe it's just because they're so giddy about how much fun I'm having watching these small school conference championships, which have already started. You know, like there's going to be another couple of games today, two or three championship games of the small. Now, they have very little, if no, chance to win. But Lipscomb has punched a ticket. High Point has punched a ticket.
I've heard of those schools before.
In the Big South. Drake, that's a good one, from the Missouri Valley.
Drake?
Yeah.
Drake.
And SIEU.
SIE. I thought you were going to say SIU because I was like, I know that. It's what is SIE?
No, SIUE, I should say. SIU is...
Is that SIU Evanston or something like that?
Yes. Okay. Well, from the Ohio Valley Conference.
Why do I know that?
There's something about... Omaha won the Summit League Championship. What
Peyton Manning's audible?
Tell me something that... Yeah, exactly. Tell me something you know about Omaha basketball winning the Summit League Championship.
Not a damn thing.
Me neither.
Not a thing.
And
not
yet,
a, not
I love
thing.
I love these... And all you see is the highlights or the last second shot or something. But it's just so cool because these are the teams that we're going to be filling our brackets with. Like, can that 12 seed win? Well, actually, none of these would probably be a 12. I just love this little conference championship. I used to call the game at the Southland with Vandermeer for 7-8 years in a
nice.
Row.
Nice. So you got to see my alma mater for a little bit, UT Arlington, didn't you?
I did. Yeah. We saw them just about every year that they made the tournament.
Wait, were you calling them the year that they made the tournament? Mm-hmm. Was that 08?
Yeah.
Man.
That was either the first or second year that Vandy and I did color. He did play-by-play. Saw them. Saw, obviously, Stephen F., SFA, win like two or three.
Yeah.
McNeese. These small school tournaments are just... It's like a little tease, like a little drug that gets you ready for the NCAA tournament.
Yeah, this feels a lot to me like bowl season, or I'm trying to think, but sometimes during the summer when you just get to baseball, great background television.
Perfect.
Right? Now, perfect. As we get further down championship week, it goes from background to, hey, you might want to pay attention a little bit. Mm-hmm. We got some games on. But this week, championship week that we got going on here, headed into Selection Sunday, oh yeah, that's what is really good for me. But I don't know how much I'm going to like just lean straight into. Especially, I'm not gonna lie, man, I'm not watching no Ohio Missouri Valley Conference championship.
Well, I'll you don't find dig out about in, that but it's team. Just fun.
Yeah, man, I'll find out about that team in the tournament. I'm not gonna lie. I'll be like, I would like to learn a little bit more about some of these other teams in the bigger conferences, but no, I'm definitely not gonna learn about SIUE.
Troy and Arkansas State tonight at 6:00.
Okay, I look forward to you watching that. I will be gearing up for a Rockets game where I find out what they are doing. Sans Amen Thompson, Reed Shepard. That's more of where my attention will be personally.
Mm-hmm.
These are my confessions.
You know what? I'm going to say this one for later because you're in the loop.
Ooh,
right here.
That's a hell of a tease.
No, it's not. It's really not. It'll just happen tomorrow in the Lunchtime Confessions brought to you by the Men's Clinic. Appreciate you guys hanging out with us on a Thursday. And coming up next, should we do winners and losers?
Absolutely.
Another weekend? Well, here's the thing. The Texans just did a thing.
They did a little thing. We start with that.
Okay, so we'll start with that. The Texans signing defensive back Tremont Smith to a 2-year deal worth $7.5 million. We'll talk about that, and we'll probably get you some winners and losers of the weekend next.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research
research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
If you're thinking about GLP-1s for weight loss, listen up. You must make sure you're maintaining your muscle mass while you're losing weight. Otherwise, you can slow your metabolism and regain the weight. Omacid, a natural superfood protein shake, has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. It optimizes and supercharges your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. Use Omacid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at omacid.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. 5 times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.